Don't allow the robust news reporting and commentary published by Australia's trusted news companies to be compared to the behaviour of social media. News Corp journalists and commentators do get criticised for their reporting and exchange of views, but what they do is in a totally accountable, open environment governed by rule of law, and I stand by them. It's entirely different to the world of social media, who prey on women with fake porn, peddle scam advertisements to rob the elderly, and push violent conspiracy theories with no respect of our laws and no accountability whatsoever.
I also sit before you as a father of two teenagers. Like many parents, I've seen the impact of scams, the emotional toll of exclusion and bullying, and the impact that unregulated mis- and disinformation can have.
Meta's decision in the middle of last year to remove news content in Canada to avoid that country's equivalent of designation has resulted in significant economic damage to smaller publishers, as well as an increase in dis and misinformation and fake news on its platforms. Worryingly, at a time when the political debate in Western democracies is increasingly polarised, around a third of those Canadians still use Facebook or Instagram to get their news regularly, even though it's from non-verified sources. And in Australia, where the number of young people who say they're using social media as their main source of news is growing, we are particularly vulnerable to these trends.